latest team news from clubcall.com. These are Tuesday's Newcastle United headlines, and Rafa Benitez has confirmed that Wantaway midfielder Moussa Sissoko has been ruled out of Wednesday's clash with Reading at St James's Park. It's nothing to do with the unsettled Frenchman's state of mind, however. Sissoko picked up an ankle knock in training on Monday, which makes him unavailable as Benitez's struggling side go in search of their first points in the Championship. Newcastle have slapped a £35 million price tag on Sissoko, who was on several occasions following relegation made public determination is a decision to quit the club. Everton, Crystal Palace and Inter Milan are the latest clubs to be linked with the player. So far, no would-be buyer, though, has matched or even come close to matching the club's valuation. Benitez insists that if he was fit, Sissoko would come into his considerations. He said, Moussa is fine mentally. He's training well, but got a knock on his ankle on Monday, so he'll not be involved. But in terms of his mentality, he's just a professional, training and waiting for news like everyone else. Well, Benitez has also spoken out about those rumours concerning interest from Inter Milan and Everton. They were rumoured from L'Équipe. He said, we know every transfer window is like this. We have experience and we know these things can happen and we have to deal with it. It's not ideal, it's not perfect, but we know we have some clubs asking about Sissoko, some clubs asking about some players, and we're talking about different players. We have to wait a little bit. There are 15 days until the transfer deadline, and after that everything will be settled down and it'll be easier for us. Sissoko knows the situation and he's training well, but he got a knock on his ankle, so it's so he wasn't training today. And finally, reports, had suggested that Newcastle were in for Fernando Forestieri, the Sheffield Wednesday striker who went AWOL at the weekend for their clash with Norwich City. However, he's now issued a statement on the club's website apologising to Wednesday fans, and it now seems like the matter could well be closed despite the interest of not just Newcastle but Derby.